Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today, we are going to be talking about a couple of things. First, we're going to talk about the fasting mimicking diet. All right? And before I get started, I just want to tell you that thank you all for joining me today. I'm also doing my radio show, which is on KTSA 550. In San Antonio, Texas. So today our show is going to be on two different topics. One is going to be on peptides, and the first part of the show is going to be on my new fasting mimicking diet. I'm always about health, and one of my big thing is that I want you to be 29 again and again, and one of the ways to stay young and healthy and to anti-age is to actually to fast. Fasting is a great way to improve your health. It's also a great way to live longer. And I really like the fasting mimicking diet because basically it is mimicking fasting. It's a calorie restriction diet that's only 5 days per month. Yes, 5 days per month. That means that you diet Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is the last day, and then you're done. All right? And in that time frame, the average person loses about 5 to 6 pounds in that 5 days. And if you do it 1 week a month for at least 3 months, you'll find that the weight loss will accumulate and you would keep that weight loss for about 6 to 9 months after. The other thing that I really love about this is that when you fast, it improves your stem cells. As a matter of fact, the studies show that on this particular diet, you would actually increase your stem cell production by about 85%. 85%. You know what that means, 85%? You know, you can go offshore to Mexico or to the Caribbean or wherever it is, and you can get stem cells. It will cost you anywhere from $20,000 to $40,000. And on this 5 days of fasting and eating 4 meals a day, you will actually increase your stem cell production by 85%. It also reduces your visceral fat. That's the fat that's underneath your inside your abdominal cavity. And what I mean is that you have your skin, then you have fat, then you have muscle, then you have the stomach lining, and then around your intestines and your stomach and your liver and your colon, you have fat. That's called visceral fat. And so you'll have about a 70% reduction in your visceral fat from fast mimicking diet. So that's tremendous. Also, if you have elevated blood pressure, you'll find that that will help with your blood pressure. So what is this diet all about? It is a plant-based, natural diet that's qualified as GRAS by the FDA. As a matter of fact, on July 10th, this diet became the first that was approved by the FDA. What it does is, in addition to promoting increased growth hormone level, it helps with multi-system rejuvenation and regeneration. That's what it does. So it helps in lots of ways. So it's plant-based. It's low glycemic diet. Now, you'll have breakfast every day. You'll have lunch every day. You'll have dinner every day. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you doing? And I see Tom Renshaw is also watching. You'll also have a snack in the afternoon. A typical day would be you'll have a bar and tea for breakfast. Then for lunch, you'll have maybe some olives and some soup, maybe some tomato soup or minestrone soup. And then you'll have a snack, which would be maybe some olives again or maybe a bar and some tea in the afternoon. And then for dinner, you'll have some soup and maybe a bar. And you'll have something called an L drink, which is liquid, which you mix and you sip on every day. Everything tastes well. And in your package, all the meals come in a package for the 5 days. And then after the fifth day, on the sixth day, you go through a day where you sort of getting back into your system. And on that day, you'll have some soup or tea for breakfast. And then you'll have light stuff like maybe some you'll have maybe some pasta or some rice. Or you can have small amounts of meat or fish or seafood, whatever you want. And that would be a transition day. And that would be day six. And then day seven, you go back to your regular diet, whatever you want. And without exercising, you would lose anywhere from 5 to 10 pounds. Now, I know because I did it last week. And in my 5 days, I lost 12 pounds in my 5 days, which was very, very good. And now it's 4 days later, and I've actually down an additional 2 pounds. So I'm pretty much at 14 pounds down from where I started. Now, what is nice about the meal, the diet, is that it's calorie restriction, but it's a mild calorie restriction. See, on the first day, you're going to have as much as 1,100 calories in your meals that you're going to eat for that day from that box. So you'll get a box. It's labeled one. And so you eat day one, that box. What's in that box? And so that's 1,100 calories on day one. On day two to five, it is 800 calories each day. So it's in a sense, it's calorie restriction because most people eat anywhere from 2,500 calories a day. So it's fluid restriction. When I did it, I had no problems. I didn't feel hungry. The food is delicious. I had a great time. Now, my only problem now is that I know that after you've done it, you're going to say to me, well, I've lost 8 pounds in those 5 days. Can I do it next week? Well, the diet is supposed to be 1 week per month. All right, 1 week per month. And you can get great effects if you do it for 3 months in a row. But I'll give you some update on what happens if you were to consider doing it 2 weeks in a row. All right? Because like everything else, I am my own number one guinea pig. And I'll let you know what happens. Because that's just the way I am. Right? So that's your, it's called Fasting Mimicking Diet. And I'm very pleased with it so far. Right? Hey, Carolina. Nice to meet you, Carolyn. Nice to see that you're watching us. Now, once again, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. And this is Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@hotmail.com or twaamc.com, twaamc.com. That's for those of you who are listening on the radio. All right. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, all the book outlets. It's also available on the website www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. For more information about the diet or anything else you may want, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Vicky, great for you to join in. I see Lawrence. You're watching too, Lawrence. Thank you for joining us. Now, remember, if you enjoy the show, please feel free to share it with your friends and family, all right? Because our goal here is to give information and educate people. Now, now a lot of the things that I do, it's really about educating people, all right? And when I say that, I mean that information is key, and I want you to understand what's going on in medicine, and so that's why I share these things with you all. All right? Now, next I'm going to talk about my peptides. Now, I know some of you know that I went to Nashville a couple weeks ago to do a course in peptides. It consists of 4 modules on peptides. Each module is 16 hours of continuing medical education. And so I did 2 modules in September, the end of September. And we're going to be doing another 2 modules in December in Vegas. Now, peptides is like the way growth hormone and hormones were 30 years ago. It's cutting-edge medicine, and peptides is still new, even though peptides have been around a long, long time. As a matter of fact, the first peptide discovered was in 1921, and that peptide happened to be insulin. So you see, peptides have been around for a long time, and it's been used in medicine for over 100 years. Now, what is a peptide? Well, a peptide is 2 or more amino acid joined together. That's all it is. 2 or more amino acid. Well, what's an amino acid? Well, whenever you eat meat or a piece of steak, enzymes in your bodies pulls all the nails, all the staples, all the glue out of the steak, and the steak falls apart into its components. Its components are amino acids, and that is what is microscopic enough to be absorbed into your body. There are 20 amino acids, and from those 20 amino acids, your body can form anything it wants. That's correct. Those amino acids are used to make proteins in your body. They're used to make cells, to make hormones, to make enzymes, to make bone, and used to make everything in your body. So when you eat a piece of meat and your enzymes pull all the nails out, all the staples, all the screws out, and it falls apart into amino acid, those amino acids are brought into your body. Once they're in your body, anytime any 2 of them join together, that is called a peptide. So as you can see, there is an unlimited amount of peptides possible. So you could have a peptide that's 2 amino acid. You could have one that's 3, one that's 4, one that's 5 amino acid joined together. As a matter of fact, the way it works is like this. If you have 50 or less amino acids joined together, that is what a peptide is. 50 or less amino acids together. If it's 51 to 100 amino acid, it's called a polypeptide. And greater than 100 amino acid, it's called a protein. All right? So, in your cells, you have all these amino acids that can be formed into all kinds of peptides. As a matter of fact, there's over 7,000 naturally occurring peptides that we know of. And insulin is one of those naturally occurring peptides. to tell you how big peptides are, there's 60 peptides that are FDA approved. In general, peptides, since they are natural, cannot be patented because they're natural. The only things that can be patented are things which are new to nature. They never existed before the drug company decides to make it and goes to the FDA and says, this is a new compound, never existed before. And because it never existed before, we are going to patent it. And so something which is natural cannot be patented. So these 7,000 naturally occurring peptides will never be patented. And because they're never patented, they are available to be used by anyone because they're not considered a medication. And because they're not considered a medication, hey, Renee, nice to see that you can join us. Since they're not considered a medication, they will never be blasted all over the television. No one will be advertising it. Matter of fact, no drug rep will come and detail your primary care physician about it. So they will never know about it unless they take the time out to go and learn about it through continuing medical education. But rest assured, no drug rep is going to come to their office and tell them about peptides. That's just the way it is. So from that standpoint, peptides are always going to be on the down low, just like stem cells are, and anything that cannot be patented. So they will never become mainstream. They will be there for the ones who want more. The ones who want to be superb. The ones who want to be excellent. The ones who want to be A+. Those are the people who are going to be able to get peptides, because the general public, who rely on your physicians, who rely on drug reps, will not have this information. So peptides is at the forefront, and it's going to be available to only a select few physicians who want to take the time out and the effort to learn more about peptides. But rest assured, peptides are what we call signaling molecules. When I say signaling molecule, it means that these peptides tells your body to do things. Like they tell your pituitary to secrete growth hormone. Like they tell your pancreas to make insulin. They tell your muscles to make whatever it needs. So peptides are signaling molecule, and they can tell your thyroid to do things. It can tell your brain to do things. So as such, signaling molecules, peptides, are very, very big future in medicine because they can do incredible things. There are peptides for skin. And if you go to anyone who does skin, they'll tell you these peptides will help collagen. It will help your skin grow better because they signal the collagen to produce more. They signal the skin to get younger and healthier. They signal things to get done. And because these peptides are small molecules put together, they are less expensive, they're more versatile, and they can be used in lots of different ways. Like, for instance, there are what we call secretagogues. Those are things that tells your pituitary to make growth hormones. Now, things like somorolin, that's a peptide. It tells the pituitary to make growth hormone. Something like CJC1295, that's another peptide that tells your pituitary to make growth hormone. So there are different peptides that tells your body to do things. So there are peptides that tells you to go to sleep and get into deep sleep or REM sleep. There are peptides that helps you lose weight, you know, help break down fat. There are peptides that help you sexual drive improve. There are peptides that help with healing and repairing your body. There are peptides all over the place to do different things. So let's step back a little bit and look at peptides again. Remember, I'm going to give you an example. growth hormone made, it's a protein, an enzyme, a protein, or it's a hormone that's made of 191 amino acid. 191 amino acid. All right? Now, what does growth hormone do? Faster wound healing and stronger bones. Improve sexual performance. Healthy maintenance of vital organs, heart, lungs, kidneys, brain. Lowered risk of heart disease. Lower cholesterol and blood pressure. Reduce body fat and increase muscle mass. Increase energy level and enhance your mood. Sharpen your vision and memory. Regrow your hair. Have smoother and firmer skin. Improve your cognitive function. Enhance your immune function. That's what growth hormone does. Made from 191 amino acid. CJC 1295, a peptide made of 29 amino acid, tells your pituitary to make growth hormone. So now you don't need to get growth hormone. You can just get that peptide, and now you can have this, your body make peptide, make growth hormone that can do all the things we just talked about. Isn't that powerful? There are peptides that will make chemotherapy more effective by actually targeting the cancer cells so that the chemotherapy can actually go and just attack the cancer cells and not your other 100 trillion cells in your body. Is that powerful? Yes. So, yes, peptides is all over the place, and it's nowhere. It's available everywhere, and it's nowhere. Because, like everything else, hey, Chris, how are you doing? I'm glad that you were able to join us. Like everything else, we rely upon our physicians to tell us what we need. And our physicians rely upon the drug reps to tell them what drugs to prescribe. But they are not going to be getting any in-service on peptides. So your physicians are not going to be mentioning anything about peptides to you. Not unless they've been trained or they decide to get more CME. Why is that important? You see, in Texas, we need 12 hours of CME a year. 12 hours of continuing medical education. And most physicians kill themselves the last week of the year to get their 12 CMEs. The course I went to in Nashville was 4 days, 32 CMEs. That was 2 modules. In December, there'll be 2 more modules, another 32 hours of CMEs. See, the question is your physician going to take the time to learn this? Majority of physicians are not going to. And so because of this, you will not know about peptides. There'll be no commercials on the TV that says, if you take peptide tesamorelin, that's a growth hormone secretagogue, you're going to get all these great benefits of growth hormone. You're not going to get that. It's not going to be on TV. It's not going to tell you all the things that it can do for you, because there's no drug company willing to spend the money to promote something that they don't have the patent on. That's the problem. So, a peptide is the active part of a hormone, the part that docks onto the cells and signals the cell to do X, Y, and Z. Then that cell can go on and do what it's required. So you don't need that whole 191 amino acid growth hormone. You need 29 amino acids. That's the active part of that to do the job. Yes, so there are peptides for just about everything. There's peptides for skin. There's peptides for aesthetics. There's peptides for weight loss. There's peptides for that athletes to build muscle to help with bone growth and strength. There are peptides for sexual health, for people with erectile dysfunction, for female sexual dysfunction, to improve your libido. There are peptides for hair growth, for healing. There's over 525 peptides for as antibiotics. That's antibacterial. There's over 155 that are antifungal, antiviral, anti-tumor. There are peptides everywhere. And they can help you get to where you need to be. So if you want to optimize and be 29 again and again, peptides is a simple, more price conservative, less expensive, better targeting way to get the job done. But you're going to need to look around to find the appropriate physicians who understands this. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Just want to remind you that the phone number to call in for those of you on the radio, it's 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all the other book outlets, and at www.growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or you can check me out on the website at www.feel29.com, feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Well, thank you all very much for listening. If you enjoy this program, please share with your friends and family and like me, and we go from there. Thank you all very much.